conference will now be recorded.
All right, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Florida Building Commission's Executive Program Oversight Committee, August 8th, 2023. We're going to start by going through our roll call. I'm the chair for the EDPOC. Is Don, Commissioner Don Brown, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, sir. Commissioner David John?
Here.
Commissioner Brian Langille?
I'm here.
And Commissioner Brad Shepard?
I'm on.
All right, good morning to the POC members. I'd also like to take a moment to thank our staff. I believe that we have Jim Timmer in attendance. We have Michael Clark in attendance. We have Thomas Campbell in attendance. We have our legal counsel, Justin Vogel, in attendance. And we have Paul Madani in attendance. Did I meet any, or did I miss any staff members?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. We do have a quorum. We actually have 100% of our POC members on, so we've established a quorum. At this time, I'd like to review and approve our meeting agenda. POC members, if you'll take a moment, and we'll look for a motion on the agenda.
I'll move approval of the agenda.
I second, John.
We have a first and a second on approval for the meeting agenda. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Now we'll move to the meeting minutes review and approval for June 7th, 2023.
Brown would move approval of the minutes.
John, second.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion on meeting minute approval? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. All right, the motion carries. Thank you. The educational POC did not receive for consideration any accreditor applications or administratively approved updated courses. Therefore, we'll move to agenda item number 5. And we'll start with the first course. The first course is the advanced course, 8th edition, Florida Building Code Revisions and Commentary. And Mr. Clark, would you walk us through this, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The course number is 1143.0. The provider is Health Facility Consulting, LLC. The accreditor is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. And the accreditation date was 7/13/2023. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that provides general information regarding the Florida Building Code and its origins, including Chapter 4, special occupancies, and information regarding the revisions of the 8th, 2023 edition of the Florida Building Code germane to healthcare facilities. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. At this time, we're going to open up public comment on course number 1143.0. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and we'll bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion.
Well, we'll move approval of the course as recommended.
Thank you, Commissioner Brown. I'm sorry, who was the second?
John, second.
Thank you, Commissioner Johns. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Mr. Clark, will you take us through our second course?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The course number is 1138.0. The title is 2023 NEC Analysis of Changes, -2 hour condensed. The provider is the Media Factory, Inc. The accreditor is Charles Barr, and the accreditation date is 7/11/2023. Mr. Chair, this is a 2 hour online course that is an interactive, extensive, and popular program analyzing the major changes National Electric Code for the 2023 cycle. The course includes analysis of more than 45 of the most significant electrical code changes and 10 expert commentary video clips. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issue and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. This time we'll open public comment. Hearing no public comment, we'll bring it back to the commission for a we'll bring it back to the committee for a discussion and for a motion.
Michael, can I speak, please?
Yes, please go ahead.
I looked at the presentation and it looks like it's mostly on the NEC. So my question to you, Michael, is it doesn't have 50% content on the Florida Building Code. I think it's an excellent presentation, but does it qualify for an advanced course?
Yes, it does, because the NEC is part of the Building Code.
All right, thank you.
All right, that was a great question. Is there any other discussion? If not, we'll look for a motion from the committee.
I'd make a motion to approve, John.
Brown will second.
All right, thank you. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. All right, the motion carries. Thank you. We'll move to our third course, course number 1139.0. Mr. Clark, would you carry us through this, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The course title is 2023 NEC Analysis of Changes, 2 hour condensed, power limited. The provider is the Media Factory, Inc. The accreditor is Charles Barr, and the accreditation date is 7/11/2023. This is a 2 hour online course as is an extensive and popular program analyzing the major changes to the NEC for the 2023 cycle. The course includes analysis of more than 50 of the most significant power limited related electrical code changes, along with 10 expert commentary video clips. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment at this time. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the committee for discussion and a motion.
I would move approval of the course as recommended.
Schiffer will second.
We have a first and a second. Thank you, commissioners. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. All right, thank you. We'll move to our next.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your time. Thank you, Michael.
Yes, yeah, thank you. We'll move to course number 1134. Mr. Clark.
The course title is Advanced FBC, Understanding the Florida Building Code, Existing Building, 8th Edition, 2023. The provider is AIA Florida. The accreditor is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. And the accreditation date is 7/7/2023. This is a 2 hour instructor led course that provides a detailed overview of what and how an architect should understand design considerations when taking on a renovation, remodel, addition, relocation, or change of occupancy to any building or historic building. The course will instruct the attendee on the proper use of the prescriptive performance or work area compliance methods and the required level of the alterations to the building. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issue and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. At this time, we'll open up public comment. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the committee for discussion and a motion.
Schiffer moves approval.
Brown second.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Mr. Clark, please take us through our next course.
Course number 1135.0. The title is Advanced FBC, Understanding the Florida Building Code, Existing Building, 8th Edition, 2023, online. The provider is AIA Florida. The accreditor is JC Code Construction Consultants, Inc. The accreditation date was 7/7/2023. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour online course that provides a detailed overview of what and how an architect should understand design considerations when taking on a renovation, remodel, addition, relocation, or change of occupancy to any building or historic building. The course will instruct the attendee on the proper use of the prescriptive performance or work area compliance methods and the required level of the alterations to the building. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment at this time. Again, we're reviewing course 1135.0. Hearing no public comment, we'll bring it back to the committee for discussion and a motion.
Schiffer will move approval.
Brown second.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. All right, we're going to move on to our next course, course number 1140.0. Mr. Clark, will you carry us through?
The course title is Advanced Florida Building Code, Existing Building 8th Edition, 2023 Update. The provider is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. The accreditor is JDB Code Services, Inc., and the accreditation date was 7/19/2023. This is a two-hour instructor-led course that will provide an overview of some of the most significant changes occurring in the Florida Building Code, Existing Building, 8th Edition, 2023. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment at this time. Hearing no public comment, we'll bring it back to the committee for discussion and a motion.
I make a motion to approve, John.
Brown will second it.
Thank you, Commissioners. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark, will you carry us through course number 1136.0?
Mr. Chair, the course title is Advanced FBC, Walkthrough Code Changes from FBC Building 7th Edition 2020 to FBC Building 8th Edition 2023. The provider is AIA Florida. The accreditor is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc., and the accreditation date was 7/16/2023. This is a two-hour instructor-led course that will provide the Florida Building Code updates, changes from the 7th edition 2020 to the 8th edition 2023. The course will go through all the chapters to expose most of the information that was added, adjusted, or removed. review each change one by one in chapter order and discuss its code wording. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment at this time.
Yeah. To the chair, before we go too far, this is Brad Schiffer, and I'll be abstaining on this vote and the next one.
Okay. Commissioner Schiffer, so abstaining on course number 1136 and course number 1137, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Hey,
Commissioner Schiffer, this is Justin Vogel. Why do you need to abstain from this? Do you have a direct financial interest? Or
I'm sorry.
I said, well, why do you need to abstain from voting on these?
Because I'm the author of this.
You're the author? All right. Thank you for letting me know.
Okay. With that, we're in public comment right now. Hearing no public comment, we'll bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion.
This is Don. I make a motion to approve.
Well, second.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
The course number is 1137.0. The course title is Advanced FBC Walkthrough Code Changes from FBC Building 7th Edition 2020 to FBC Building 8th Edition 2023 online. The provider is AIA Florida. The accreditor is JC Code of Construction Consultants, Inc. And the accreditation date was 7/16/2023. This is a two-hour online course that will provide the Florida Building Code updates slash changes from the 7th edition 2020 to the 8th edition 2023. The course will go through all the chapters to expose most of the information that was added, adjusted, or removed. We will review each change one by one in chapter order and discuss its code wording. As a result of administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open public comment at this time. Hearing no public comment, we'll bring it back to the committee.
This is John. I make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Thank you, commissioners. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. We'll move to agenda item number 6, pending administratively approved updated courses for recommendation to the commission. And we'll start with course number 689.3. Mr. Clark?
The course title is 2023 Advanced Building Code 8th Edition - Fire Protection - Internet. The provider is Titan Continuing Education, Inc. The accreditor is Bill Dunbaugh, and the accreditation date is 7/3/2023. This is a one-hour online course that is designed to provide building code officials, contractors, architects, and engineers with an overview of the technical requirements contained in Chapter 7, Fire and Smoke Protection Features of the Florida Building Code Building Volume. This course will also assist code users in identifying specific code changes that have occurred in the 8th edition 2023 of the code and understand the reasons behind those changes. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment at this time. Hearing no public comment, we'll bring it back to the committee.
Brown moves approval as recommended.
And John, second.
Thank you, commissioners. We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. We'll move on to agenda item number 7. And we have Excuse me, one second. We have none pending for item number seven. So item number eight, we're going to move to the pending administratively approved self-affirmed one change updated course for recommendation to the commission. And we'll start with course number 725.3. Mr. Clark?
The course title is 2023 Advanced 8th Edition Florida Building Code. The provider is Boss Construction School. The prior accreditor is JC Cody Construction Consultants, Inc. And the affirmation date was 7/14/2023. This is a two-hour instructor-led course that addresses the accessibility requirements for the 2023 8th edition Florida Building Code accessibility. The course is given in a classroom setting and uses a PowerPoint presentation, Advanced 2023 8th edition Florida Building Code accessibility. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the word online should be deleted from the course description in the syllabus and from the footer of the syllabus on pages 2-6. Also, in the number of classroom hours, which is on the syllabus page 4, this should be reworded as, again, the course is instructor-led, not online. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the NPOC could motion to instead conditionally approve this course, subject to deleting the word online as referenced in the syllabus.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. I'm going to open up public comment on this before we discuss it at the committee. Is there any public comment? Okay, hearing none. We'll bring it back to the committee for a discussion.
This is Schiffer. I would move approval with the condition.
Brown seconds that.
Thank you. Commissioner Schiffer and Commissioner Brown. Do we need any clarification on that motion, Justin, or are we able to tie that back to what Mr. Clark said?
As long as it seems like it's clear enough, I think Mr. Clark made it clear what the deficiencies are in the course that need to be corrected. If there's any issue, I'm pretty sure that the applicant would be able to reach out and have those addressed.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So we have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. Let's move on to course number 821.3. Mr. Clark.
The course title is 2023 Online Advanced 2023 8th Edition Florida Building Code Accessibility. The provider is Boss Construction School. The prior accreditor is JC Cody Construction Consultants. The affirmation date was 7/14/2023. This is a two-hour online course that will teach about the Advanced 2023 8th Edition Florida Building Code accessibility. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the method of presentation, which is on the syllabus page 4, should be reworded. This is an online course, not instructor-led. Also, in the number of classroom hours, which is in the syllabus on page 4, this also should be reworded. An exam was referenced, but no exam is included in the material. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the ad hoc could motion to instead conditionally approve this course, subject to rewording the method of presentation and the number of classroom hours as referenced above.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. Is there any public comment on this? All right, we're going to close the public comment, bring it back to the committee for discussion.
Brown would move conditional approval of the course based upon staff's articulation of the deficiencies.
John, second.
Thank you. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark, I have a procedural question for you. After we make a conditional approval, as in the last two courses that we just reviewed, what are the steps that we go through to make sure that those changes are made before they go live? Does that happen between our committee and then the building commission or the commission meeting? If you'll just provide a little clarity to that.
The way we've been handling it is nothing happens until after the commission meeting, and I notify through the BCIS, I notify the provider what the conditional approval was about, and I put the course in a status in the system where they can actually fix it. I check the fix, and then I put it in approved status. Basically, it falls back on me to make sure that they actually make the changes that we ask them to.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Clark, for that clarification. Just want to make sure, and I knew there was a checks and balances already in place. I wasn't sure where that fell in line. So thank you for that. All right, we're going to move to agenda item number 9, our educational administrator's activity report. Mr. Clark.
The educational administrator's activity report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the administrator from May 29th, 2023 through July 24th, 2023, including staffing the ad hoc meetings and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the commission's education program. Also stated in the training funding information for 2023-2024, which is promoted by Building a Safer Florida, and it also eligibility requirements. Mr. Chair, if there are no questions, that concludes the education administrative activity report as part of the August 8th, 2023 EDPOC agenda.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. We're going to move to agenda item number 10, other POC business. And I wanted to just start, I was looking through the document review summary for the EDPOC members that was attached to our meeting notification. And I wanted to just thank you, Mr. Clark, for putting that together for us. It just helps to review as we're going through these courses and going through our due diligence to make sure that these courses meet the requirements. It just helps to have that outline. So just thank you for doing that or sending that to us. Is there any other committee members that would like to address anything at this time?
This is Commissioner Brown. I have a question, actually, probably for Mr. Clark. From a procedural standpoint, is there intercept these needed changes before it actually comes to the POC, or is that not possible? I mean, every meeting or so, we have several courses that receive conditional approval. Is there a way to catch them before they get to the committee?
Legally, that would be tough because people submit things right up to the last minute. And if I treated a person who sent it in 2 weeks earlier different than the way I would treat somebody who sent it in the day of, I think Mr. Campbell and Mr. Vogel might have a problem with that.
Okay. That explains it then. Thank you.
Any other commissioners? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to agenda item number 11, and we'll open the public comment.
Hi, this is Wendy Johnson with AIA Florida. I have a question. I think it's more of a procedural administrative question.
Okay, Wendy, this is public comment, but if you'll go ahead and float the question, if we're able to answer it, we will.
Okay, thank you. Just with regards to reaffirming a course, the process for that, I just want to make sure I'm clear, since some of the requirements have changed since submitting courses 3 years ago. How does that work if there haven't been any changes to the code, but the information, the material that was submitted, the requirements have been changed? So things that are on the syllabus now are different than what they were 3 years ago. Do we need to resubmit the material even if we're just reaffirming a course?
No, you do not. You can just reaffirm the course.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any other public comment? All right, hearing none, we'll move to POC member and staff members' comments. Are there any staff, Tom, is there any updates or any staff member comments at this time?
I don't have anything for today.
Okay, thank you, sir. Any of the POC members, any comments? Okay. Hearing none, I want to thank everybody for joining us today for our POC meeting. Mr. Clark, as always, thank you for your due diligence on these courses, and we are adjourned. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
This conference is